Ajuá. Right on for everyone.
Oh, hey Mark, how's it going?
Oh, Amy, hi.
It's nice to see you. You know, I haven't really seen you lately. You know, where have you been? I miss you.
Oh, you know, I get so busy.
Wait, why are you turning the music down? What have you been listening to?
Oh, Amy, I can't lie. It's CKUT 90.3
FM. 90.3
FM?
Like, in Montreal?
It's just so good.
Wait, is it better than...
Yes.
School.
I'm not going to school.
What do you mean you're not going to school?
Just what I said. I'm not going to school.
And why not?
Because I'm sick. That's why not.
Sick? You're sick, all right. What's wrong with you now, Prince Charming?
I got an earache.
Earache my eye. How would you like a buttache? Now get your little fanny out of that bed and clean up this room. It looks like a pigsty. You hear me? All right, that's enough. That's enough. You pushed me far enough, young man. You're getting punished. Now stand up.
No.
I said stand up.
I let go of my hair, man.
Now, young man, I have talked to you and talked to you and talked to you till I'm blue in the face and I'm done talking to you.
Good. Does that mean you're done spitting on me, too?
Shut up. I'm not done talking to you. Now turn around and bend over.
What are you going to do, you pervert?
Pervert? Why are you snotty? Oh, shut up. I haven't even touched it yet. Now I want you to know this is going to hurt you a lot more than it's going to hurt me.
Oh, wow. That didn't even hurt.
Oh, yeah?
Oh, wow. What are you trying to do, tickle me?
Tickle you? Yeah, I'll tickle you. Ow! Oh, oh, hey, is that man! Tickle, huh? Come on, let's tickle. Come on, laugh it up, funny girl.
No more.
All right, are you gonna do what I tell you?
Yeah.
You gonna talk back to me?
Yeah.
What?
I mean, no.
All right. Now you get your clothes on and get your little butt ready for school right now. Do you understand?
Yeah.
All right.
Thank you. is on a violent river, crying Leonardo words from a silk trombone. She showed me paths to tread beneath the shower of pearls. In the eagle wind palace of the queen shining. In the eagle wind palace of the queen shining. Little queen shining.
We'll be right back.
We'll be right back.
gonna crack a rib when I get home. I'm gonna bury you in my favorite hole. I made a bloody mess in the kitchen sink. I tried to fix myself, we'll be right back.
down the spine. That was a river ago. I knew you'd come in time. Oh.
didn't have the banks. I simply got a thanks. But yo, that was cool, cause I kept striving to go to high school and I kept climbing. Met a man with a shock from 5'10. He gave me promises and dreams and said the contracts were in. For years, waiting tears and frustration. Walking and talking, 360 rotations. Oh yeah, Lion Brian, where is your reckon? The girls are coming up in a matter of seconds. Who you think you're fooling with those played out lottos? You know you ain't cooling, distressed in class. Shoes would say stay up, it's hard to stay up when they're pulling me down. You know, times move on, graduation countdown. School will I attend? He's a clown, important decisions to make. Years and tears, everything at stake. I had the strength to believe in me. Made Charlie B, take a risk and y'all seen. I shot for the stars, and you know I caught it. Tickle ding and bust around, Milo saw it. 2 years of hell, now it paid off. My rhymes, that it ain't soft. Yo, Electra, selects a new breed to leave them until the 90s with success and then make everyone look leery. But yeah, now they know. Should the unlikely victorious win? Extra zoning, zoning, you're zoning. I made moves, cut, cut, cut. Make it move, make it move. Get the rhythm, get the rhythm.
A, B, C, D, E, F, G. H, I, J, K, L, M, N, O, P. Q, R, S, T, U, V. W, X, Y, Z. Now I know my ABCs. Next time won't you sing with me?
Probably love. Think you're still free. this ain't no time. You're probably lost. Think you still this ain't no time. You're probably
this guy who was a regular guy who lived a regular life. Got up 7:30 every morning, had the same breakfast, kissed the same wife goodbye every morning, went to the same office, came home. This he did Monday through Friday. On Saturdays, he played with the children, did handiwork around the house. Sundays, he took the family out on the station wagon to the suburbs. And there they looked at the houses and the trees, the billboards, the gasoline stations and the railroad crossings. And his life might have gone on like this forever. Except one night something strange happened to him. You see, he went to bed at 10:30 and some of his friends stayed up later. And one of them, closing up a place that closed at 2 in the morning, decided to call this regular liver and said, "What time is it?" on the telephone. Well, he woke up and he said, "Who's this? Who's this? It's 2 o'clock in the morning. It's no time to call. Bye." But the practical joker called every night 2 o'clock in the morning. And he did this for 2 weeks. The friend cajoled, said, "Who is it? Stop." Finally, after 2 weeks, the practical joker lost interest in the joke and did stop. Then came 2 o'clock, and the phone didn't ring. So he woke up. Why isn't the phone ringing? And he discovered that the only way that he could go back to sleep was to say, "What time is it?" And look at his watch and say, 2 o'clock. Then he could sleep. He did this a couple of nights, until he began to think, "It's 2 o'clock where I am. What time is it in New York? Or in Hollywood? Or in London? Or in Hong Kong? In Cairo?" He didn't know. So the next day he went out and he bought himself some clocks. He got clocks from all over, and he put them all over the walls, and the time was there. He knew what time it was everywhere that counted. And this made him feel comfortable. He became so interested in time that he got little egg timers and gave them away as presents. He read about time in books, sidereal time. Time way out in the universe. He knew what time it was on Arcturus and the Pleiades and the Milky Way. One night, though, at 2 o'clock in the morning, the light wouldn't go on. The fuse had blown. But suddenly he realized he knew what time it was without even looking. Not only in the important cities of this world, but in the entire universe. And naturally he began to brag a little the next day. He told people, "I know what time it is." And they tested him. And he did know. The administration had changed at this particular time, and they wanted to save money. So they got rid of all their astronomers, all their telescopes, their weights and measures, and they put this man in Washington in a little room where he sits to this day, simply saying, "Beep, the time now is..."
"I gotta let you go. I have to get my Lake Magog vaccine."
"Your Lake Magog vaccine?"
"Yeah, you know, I'm really looking forward to having the whole family to the cottage for my annual cookout."
"Smart move. I'm gonna ask for the Montreal vaccine. I miss those last-minute get-togethers with my buddies."
"Nice. Well, I gotta run. I don't think it protects against lateness.
Each vaccination brings us closer to these moments. Follow the vaccination sequence planned for your area and book an appointment at quebec.ca/COVID-vaccine. A message from the Gouvernement du Québec.
Yeah. look what they've gone and done. This little blue tablet is a heavy-duty detergent. It's called Vim. And I've never had a whiter wash.
From the Lever Brothers Laboratories comes new Blue Vim, the scientifically pre-measured heavy-duty detergent that guarantees you the whitest wash you can get every time. Because the world's most powerful cleaning ingredients and a brilliant whitener are scientifically pre-measured in every Vim tablet.
Mama Africa, shed no tears.